This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called snap parliamentary and presidential elections for June, more than a year ahead of schedule. The announcement comes a year after a referendum in Turkey narrowly approved constitutional changes, including the introduction of greater presidential powers. Selin Gerek reports from Istanbul.
The country needs to make a switch to an executive presidency, Mr. Erdogan said, arguing that developments in Syria and elsewhere have made it urgent. However, some believe there are other factors behind this decision, including a deteriorating economy and a threat from the president's opponents. One recently formed opposition party, whose leader has announced that she would challenge for the presidency, may not now be legally able to contest the upcoming elections. Mr. Erdogan might seem like he has managed to kill two birds with one stone. If he and his governing party manage to win these elections, Mr. Erdogan will have a chance to extend his stay in power with a new five-year mandate.
The Cuban parliament has begun a meeting in which President Raul Castro will stand down, ending six decades of rule by his family. MPs will also vote to confirm Mr. Castro's successor, although the result won't be announced until Thursday. Will Grant reports from Havana.
Unlike his older brother Fidel, Raul Castro is relinquishing the presidency in Cuba by design, not ill health. Several years ago, he announced he would stand down at the start of this session of parliament. The moment, which had seemed so unlikely to Cubans for so long, is now almost upon them, the start of a post-Castro Cuba. His expected successor is the country's vice president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, although his appointment is still to be voted on and confirmed by the full session of parliament.
Dozens of people have been detained across Germany in raids against an organised crime gang involved in people trafficking. Police said the gang was led by a 59-year-old Thai woman. It's accused of smuggling hundreds of women and transgender people from Thailand and forcing them into prostitution. Germany's Interior Minister, Horst Seehofer, called the operation a heavy blow against a nationwide crime network. This is the World News from the BBC.